Hi everyone, this is CK Love, and you're listening to Midlife on Fire podcast. I love midlife. I mean, I love midlife. A lot of people don't. That's all I want to say. No. I mean, I kind of just want to say that midlife is a hard thing to enter. It's a hard taskmaster, especially because of the changes in our bodies, kind of tells us we're not who we think we are, or that we're not who society has told us we are. And so, depending on how identified you are with that, which the patriarchy gives you, or our society, which is patriarchal, gives you. Depending on that, depends on how easy or how much more easily you move through at least the early stages of midlife. So, you know, it's not easy to go through especially the early stages of midlife. You know, we battle with, and I'll tell you, I battled with the whole identity around health and body, you know, for a long time. You know, when I was in my 20s and 30s, I was fit. I was so fit. I was thin. I had no boobs. I mean, that's how thin I was. But I always had that little tummy, the tiny little tummy. Always had it. And then when I started to do yoga, it was midlife when I started to really do yoga. I mean, I had been doing yoga for a very long time, practicing and studying, but I never really thought to teach. But then, I don't know, it was 20 years later, right? It was 20 years later when I decided that I would want to teach yoga, because that spoke to me more than what I was doing at the time. And that was kind of like this whole thing around production design and architecture and art and all that stuff. Writing has always been in the back of my mind. I've always been doing that, but that came later. So, you know, entering midlife was really difficult because of the body image. But when I started to do yoga, I mean, I will tell you that doing Ashtanga yoga as hard as I did, I used to practice 4 times a day. I mean, sorry, I used to practice 4 hours a day. That put me into perimenopause very quickly. But nobody explained it to me. It was hilarious. I was like, you know, I would have my little tank top on and my not Lululemon. No, I wouldn't wear those. I would have that on and my yoga outfit on and practice. And I would sit down and steam would be rising up off of me. As I practiced and as I did that, and as I was going for my teacher certificate, I realized that I had to practice on my own. And why I practiced on my own was because not only was I able to teach myself what I needed to teach myself for my body, because I have some issues on my right side, skeletal issues on my right side, but I had to keep my own pace. And when you're, especially when you're in Ashtanga yoga, the pace is quick. And if you have 20 somethings with 40 somethings, that's not a good matchup. Just because of the pace and the vigor that you practice with. And so I had to learn that. I had to pull back, step back, pull back. Plus, I injured myself. And not because yoga is, you injure yourself because of yoga, but you injure yourself because yoga is hard for the bodies we have coming into it, whether you're a 20-year-old, a 30-year-old, a 40-year-old, 50-year-old, a 70-year-old. I mean, it doesn't matter. What matters is that you start to learn, and that's what's so great about yoga. You start to learn what it is that your body needs if you are able to listen and not just do. So, you know, the thing is that when you're in your 20s and your 30s, you want to just do it, just do it, just go and go. And Ashtanga definitely can lend itself to sort of a mindless kind of manic ness of practice. But and that those were the people that I was practicing with, is, you know, the manic, the pushing, the hard, and even teachers back then were all about pushing and hard and getting through whatever resistance you may have in your mind and your body, without realizing that, well, as you get older, for one, as you get older, that that kind of pushing and that kind of ignoring signals from your body and from your breath and from your heart, that that's not good, and that you know, as you get older, you just can't do that. So I had to just take a moment and walk away from, I did get my certificate three times over, but, or no, twice over, but, I had to teach myself as I went to workshops, as I went to, you know, learning from the best, but also learning from myself of what pace I needed to go at, how I needed to approach my, postures and so on. And so I suppose that's how I got through the first part, the early stages of menopause. So as I was in, midlife. So I was in perimenopause at that point. I really kind of appreciated that yoga was giving my body back, and that I wasn't trying to be, you know, because back then it was running and aerobics and spinning and all that stuff, which gave you an athletic body, but it didn't give you necessarily your natural body. And I found that yoga gave me my natural body back. So I would think that that would be, you know, somehow we have to discover that in our early midlife, you know, in our 40s, that we have to kind of pull back from what we've known, even if it's difficult. And it is difficult to pull back from what we've known, to pull back from the idea of how we look, to pull back from the idea of how much we push ourselves, that it's mind over matter, body, and not the other way around. And so I learned by my midlife that that it was actually my body leading and my psyche leading and my heart leading, because I had meditation behind me and I had my pretty intense meditation and yoga practice behind me. And that was the learning that that through kind of into the middle of midlife, you know, there's this reset, this acceptance of where you're at. And it's not acceptance to lay down and die. It's acceptance to steer the boat in a different direction. You know, when we come out of our 20s and our 30s, we're listening to the externalities of our patriarchal society. I will always say that because the patriarchy tends to approach life in a very aggressive and, you know, most of the time violent manner. And everybody has to fall into place in what the patriarchy needs you to be. And so when you go against that, you feel violence. You are, I don't know the word I'm looking for, but anyway, so you encounter violence. And so walking away from that is a good thing, and finding your feminine. And I don't mean feminine in the way of high heels and lipstick and dewed up hair and looking your best for the males around you and your mother, but I mean the feminine in the way of that is more community oriented, more nurturing, more, and I mean towards others. There's this thing that tells a woman that when she has kids, she's going to find the love that she's never felt before, which is probably true. But through my meditation and my yoga practice, especially the teaching of my mentor, so through Buddhism and other isms, that our love can be bigger. And so the cultivation of that love was the next thing for me. And that includes yourself. You cannot extend that kind of love. That's a big love. That's a love that extends beyond your own kind of narcissistic life, which is your family and your friends, maybe some, and that you can love humanity and all that it has to offer, whether we like it or not. But that doesn't mean acceptance in the way of just taking whatever anybody does because you have to love bigly. So that's the mid of midlife. And I suppose the late midlife would be the whole idea of just moving forward as you are moving forward into yourself. So into yourself, meaning that every impulse, every direction, every instruction comes from a deeper sense of yourself. And if you do the work, I mean, that's the thing, right? Is that we can stay in our mindset of 20s and 30s. We can stay in the mindset that we have to serve the patriarchal system and that we can't ever do anything that we ever want to do in our lives because something's holding us back, and that we never really thought of it, or we never really wanted to do anything. And I think that we just have to listen in our early midlife, just have to listen, just have to gather intel. You have to gather all the knowledge of who you've been, who you wanted to be, what you feel you need to be, and so on. It's like, you know, I have a degree in architecture, and I wanted to go into, well, I went to my master's in medieval history because I wanted to actually study medieval architecture. And so I did. So it's like the early Middle Ages, right? You gather intel, you gather the knowledge that has been kind of laid all over and dispersed through throughout the world because there was a period of dispersion, you know, period of well, what they call is the Dark Ages, but it wasn't really the Dark Ages because the monks were gathering knowledge. They were gathering classical knowledge, and they were gathering classical knowledge from you know, Western culture and Eastern culture, Middle Eastern culture especially. So you gather stuff that will inform you in any way that is beyond where you're at. So whether that's yoga and meditation, whether that's going back to school and experiencing that kind of instruction and knowledge, you know, whatever it is, what midlife in the early days, especially what it asks you is to move beyond what you know in order to move forward. And so that's what I did. And yeah, I just wanted to tell you the tale of me. I don't know if I had a point. I mean, the point really is that midlife is hard, and what needs to happen is this kind of cluing into, or yeah, not as a judgment, but just, you know, tapping into more. That's more the point. Tapping into what it is you've been telling yourself all along and what you have been ignoring all along, and finding a way to kind of dig deeper, you know, find those scattered pages of you know, Vitruvius, you know, find those scattered pages of whoever that poet was in the Middle East, I forget. But you know, just find what it is that will help you move forward and not be drawn down by the lament of what could have been, or what should have been, and what might be lost, because it's not losing. You gain so much more if you take a moment and gather. And I think that's it. So me talking again, I hope you listened. I mean, I hope you enjoyed or got something out of this, and I'm glad that you're still listening if you are. And remember that Midlife at Midnight is a segment of the podcast that I would love to do. If you would send me in up to three pages of a story you want to tell, but don't want to necessarily tell it yourself. And I will be able to read it out for you, and you can stay anonymous if you'd like. So, or you could share a story and be a guest, or you can write an essay for the next volume, Midlife on Fire. Anthology series. So you decide and let me know. And in the meantime, you know, go out there and be a badass. Now I'm electric.